Sorry, technical difficulties. Welcome back to the Brashear Tournament. We're about to get ready, underway with first round action. It's the second night of the tournament, and it should be the Knox County Lady Eagles versus the Atlanta Lady Hornets.
Now the Star Spangled Banner.
And it looks like we're about ready to get started with second half action from this first round girls matchup. Second night of the Brashear Tournament here, and Knox County holds a commanding lead over the Atlanta Lady Hornets, 44-13 at halftime. And it looks like it'll be Atlanta's ball out of the huddle. They'll send out Bondi, Irwin, Tipton, Smothers, and Hruska, and Knox County put Lechby, Hinkle, Strange, Goodhouse, and Dale on the floor. First play picked away by Lechby, and she'll bring it back up for Knox County. Gives it off right side for Hannah Dale. Dale drives in the lane, cross-court pass to Lechby, tries to get across to Goodhouse, but it's picked away by Amelia Smothers. Now to Irwin, who dribbles up the right side. She gets it right corner for Tipton. To Smothers inside, shot off the bottom of the backboard, and it's rebounded by Hannah Dale. Dale brings it up across the timeline. Gives it to Lechby. To a cutting Kathleen Hinkle. Back out to Dale. She'll drive. Now to Strange in the corner. Thought about three, and instead takes it. It takes the easy two on the layup. Bondi in to Irwin. Irwin dribbles up. Can get the bounce pass into Tipton, and she'll go down, but they rule the ball out on Hannah Strange, so it'll go back to the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Irwin to inbound, gets it to Bondi in the corner, tries to get it back out to Hruska, picked away by Hannah Dale, and she goes in for the easy layup, or so it seems, and the ball bounces off the side of the rim and out of bounds, back to the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Irwin up ahead to Smothers. And she loses her footing and is called for the travel. Dale to inbound to Lechby. Lechby brings it leisurely across the half court line. Now left wing for Hannah Strange. Tries to get inside to Goodhouse, and she's tied up by Amelia Smothers. Alternating possession goes to the Lady Eagles. Strange inbounds. Gets it into Goodhouse. She'll put up a shot from the right block, and it won't fall, but she is fouled by Smothers on the play. Second foul on Amelia Smothers, and first on Atlanta of the second half. Lechby inbounds to Goodhouse. Now over to Strange. Swings it all the way around to Lechby in the far corner. And she put the three up and in. Bondi inbounds to Irwin. Irwin dribbles it up. Back to Bondi in the corner. Lob pass out to Hruska. Hruska from near the top of the key, and she banks it home. Lechby inbounds to Dale. Dale up ahead to Kathleen Hinkle. Hinkle loses control of it, get back out to Strange. Strange drives in out of control, can't get the shot to fall, and eventually the ball ends up in the hands of Amelia Smothers. She gets it back out to Hruska, who will dribble it across the timeline for the Lady Hornets. Inside to Tipton. Tipton working against Hinkle. She's trapped and gets it, attempts to get it to Hruska, but is saved by her coach, Franny Nelson. She'll call a 30-second timeout with 5:27 left in the third quarter. Knox County has extended their lead to 49-15. And it'll be Atlanta ball. They'll inbound on the far sideline. Bondi tries to get the inbound pass to Tipton, and it's picked away by Kathleen Hinkle. She dribbles up now left side for Stacey Lechby. Her shot will fall a little bit short, but rebounded by Hannah Strange. Her shot off the glass misses everything. And rebound away. A rebound to Tipton. Gets it up ahead to Kruska. She goes down and is tied up by Henkel and Lechby. And they give the ball back to Knox County on the jump ball. Hannah Dale dribbles it across half court. Now gives it to Strange. Strange finds a cutting Kathleen Henkel. Back to Strange. To Dale, who drives the lane up and rolls the shot in for two. Bondi into Hruska. Hruska to the right wing for Irwin. To Tipton in the corner. Tries to get a bounce pass into Smothers, and it goes through her hands. Bounces all the way out to the far sideline and out of bounds. Into the game for Knox County is Amber Osmus, and back in the game for Atlanta is Taylor Howlett. Lechby will dribble it right side, or left side for the Lady Eagles. Inside to Devin Goodhouse. Now to Amber Osmus. And shot up by her, no good. But Kathleen Henkel dives on the floor, recovers the rebound to Goodhouse, to Hannah Dale, who drives, tries to find Osmus, and it bounces away out of bounds. Howlett inbounds to Irwin. And Irwin dribbles it across half court. Tries to get it to Rhodes. It's picked away by Amber Osmus. She gets it up ahead to Kathleen Henkel, and Henkel's good up off the glass and in. Howlett inbounds to Irwin. Tries to, again to get it to Rhodes, again picked away by Amber Osmus, and crazy shot up off the glass, a wide angle, and she gets it to fall. Irwin brings it up against Kelsey Cahalan this time. Pass it to Smothers. Smothers up top. Dribbles around. Tries to get inside to Tipton. Picked away by Kathleen Henkel. Cross-court pass to Goodhouse. Goodhouse controls it. Up off the glass and in. Kind of rolled it over the front of the rim there. But got it to fall. Irwin brings it up again. This time drives right. And gets tripped up. Out of bounds off her hands, and back to the Lady Eagles it goes. Cahalan inbounds to Lechby. To Henkel. Henkel had a wide open shot, couldn't convert, but it's tipped out of bounds on the rebound by Shelby Tipton. Osmus to inbound. Several new players in for both teams. Bondi returns to the game for Atlanta. And Bruns back into the game for Knox County. Osmus finds Stacey Lechby long between the circles. Back to Osmus right wing. Gets inside to Bruns. She can't quite get a handle on it, but recovers. Gives it to Kathleen Henkel at the free throw line. Her shot won't fall, and Hruska comes away with the rebound. And Hruska protecting the ball between Cahalan and Bruns. And it looks like Cahalan picks up her second foul. First team foul for Knox County of the second half. 2:30 left in the third quarter, and Knox County leads this one 57-15. Kruska gets a nice pass into Tipton inside. Her shot's a little bit long, and Amber Austin comes away with the rebound. Now Bruns can't get the four-foot runner to go on the baseline, but it's tipped out of bounds by Taylor Howlett, and it's back to the Lady Eagles. Osmus inbounds to Lechby. Lechby high off the glass and in. Bondi inbounds to Hruska. She dribbles it up against the pressure. Gives it to Howlett. Right side. Two dribbles and back to Hruska. Hruska drives to the basket. Now back to Howlett right wing. And as she tries to dribble, she's tied up by Bruns, but the ball's off of Bruns' leg and out of bounds. Back in the game for Atlanta, Cindy Irwin and Amelia Smothers. Bondi gets it into Irwin. Irwin tries to get it inside, and Shelby Tipton is tied up by Kathleen Henkel. Alternating possession, keeps it with the Hornets. Irwin finds Hruska on the baseline. She drives to the basket. Her little runner won't go, and Kathleen Henkel away with the rebound. Gives it to Lechby, who will dribble across half court. Amber Osmus on the left wing. She'll drive to the basket and puts the dribbles out there in front of her and is slapped by Shelby Tipton. That's Tipton's third foul and Atlanta's second team foul of the half. Oh, no, they assess the foul to Alex Bondi. Still second team foul, but Bondi's first as Kahalen can't convert on a shot and Tipton comes away with the rebound for Atlanta. Kruska drives, lob pass to Tipton. Her shot up off the glass won't go, and Henkel with another rebound. Stacey Lechby dribbles across half court. Now right side for Lechby. Free throw line for Henkel, and she puts in the 15-footer. 61-15 as the clock winds down in the third quarter. Kruska drives left. Now finds Bondi inside. Bondi, wild shot up off the glass, and it almost rolled around and in, but fell out at the last minute, and Lechby away with a rebound for Knox County. Gives it to Kahalen. Kahalen dribbling between the circles. She drives, nice easy pass to the basket, and puts it up and in with the left hand. Kruska into Bondi, back to Kruska. She dribbles it across half court, tries to get a lob pass to Smothers, picked away by Kathleen Henkel, and out to Osmus. Now to Lechby, who dribbles it over half court. Tries to get a shot, a furious shot off. She's dribbling down the court and puts it up off the backboard, but it misses everything except for the backboard. And that was the final buzzer of the third quarter. Knox County Eagles extend their lead to 63-215 over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Sam, how should Atlanta kind of had a little bit of a comeback in the second quarter? Actually, got their offense moving. How are they gonna do that in the fourth quarter?
I don't know. You know, it's gonna be tough. Atlanta's got a lot of big bodies, and they're you're gonna have to fight for it. I mean, they're going to have to kind of spread their offense out. You know, if they go to a zone, maybe go to an outside shooting game, you know, because that's harder on a zone. And then just kind of draw the defense out because that always makes holes. But they're just going to have to get something going because it's pretty late in the game. They're down by, what, 38? Yeah, 38.
And it looks like it'll be Knox County ball. Hannah Dale. Now to Kahalen, back to Dale inside the Bruns. To Kahalen at the top. Amber Austin's cross-court pass to Dale on the shot on the baseline. Rolls out and rebound controlled by Shelby Tipton. Tries to get into Smothers, but she misses the ball, but recovered by Bondi. To the right side for Irwin. Tipton inside. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Bruns. Up ahead to Kahalen. Now Amber Osmus can't find anything on her shot. Rebound inside by Sarah Dooley, and she puts one up, but it rolls off the side of the rebound, off the rim, excuse me, and out of bounds. A little bit of discrepancy. The ball fell down into the home locker room. But anyway, Miranda Kruska dribbles it up, tries to get it into Tipton, picked away by Dooley. And Dooley takes it almost all the way to the basket, passed across the lane to Amber Osmus, and she puts the three-footer up and in. Kruska now dribbles the right side, now hands off to Bondi. Gets it cross-court to Irwin. Irwin tries to get it back to Kruska, picked away by Amber Osmus, and Hannah Dale controls the ball between the circles. Kahalen for three, a little bit short, and off to the left. It bounces out of bounds off of Amber Osmus, So back to the Lady Hornets. Into the game for Atlanta, Haley Rhodes replacing Hruska. And Bondi inbounds to Irwin, who brings the cross half court. Tries to get it to Rhodes, picked away by Dooley. Dooley all the way to the right side, across the lane to Amber Osmus, and she puts it up and in. 67-15 with 5:45 left in the fourth quarter. And another turnover by Atlanta, but then a subsequent turnover by Knox County's Bruns. Atlanta gets it back in the corner, but immediately off the foot of Smothers and out of bounds. So Cahalen will inbound to Dale. A little bit of discrepancy there, but gets it back to Cahalen. To Dale, right wing. And gets it inside to Dooley, and she puts the two up from 6 feet, and it goes in. Irwin now dribbling left. Tries to get it back right. And over the half-court line, and she'll chase it down. Last tip by Amber Osmus. She gets it inside to Tipton. Tipton can't put it up off the glass and in, but she gets her own rebound, and the second time it goes off the rim and out. Dooley with the rebound. Gets it up ahead to Dale. Dale inside to Bruns. Back out to Osmus in the corner. Long shot by Osmus goes over the basket. And tie it. Smothers comes down with the rebound. She is fouled by Kelsey Cahalen. Cahalen third. Second team foul of the half on Knox County. And back into the game for Atlanta is Taylor Howlett as Irwin dribbles down. Ball picked away by Dale. Up ahead to Bruns, and her angle wouldn't work on the layup. Smothers with the rebound. Gives up ahead to Irwin. She'll dribble all the way up the left side. Now back up top and tries to get a pass over to Howlett. And it's blocked out of bounds by Kelly Bruns. Back in the game for Knox County, Micaiah Miller, and it's going to be Kelsey Bryant as Howlett gets the inbound pass. Tries to get it around Miller, and Miller picks off the pass. Gives it up ahead to Bryant. Tries to get across the lane to Dooley. Dooley goes down, but gives the ball back up to Osmus. To Cahalen, to Bryant on the baseline, and her shot rolls around and in. Inbounds pass to Howlett, back to Hruska, who dribbles it up on the left side. Now back out to Irwin. Tries to get it cross court to Howlett, and it's over her head, off her hands, and out of bounds. Alex Bondi back in the game for Atlanta, and Hannah Strange comes in for Knox County. Cahalen to Osmus. Finds Miller on the other side. Miller puts up a layup, and it rolls around and out, but Hannah Strange is once again there for the rebound and puts it up and in off the glass. 73-15, 2:30 left on this running clock in the fourth quarter. And Hruska off to the corner for Bondi. Her cross-court pass to Irwin, picked away by Hannah Strange. Ends up in the hands of Kelsey Cahalen at the top of the key. Finds Bryant inside to Strange in the corner. Back to Miller. Back out to Strange. And she passed up another shot to Miller. Ball poked away by Bondi, but recovered by Miller. Cross-court to Osmus on the left wing. Back to Miller. Miller. Two steps inside, puts up a shot, it rolls around, hits the backboard, and falls in. And Miller with her first two points of the game. As Hruska brings it up and tries to get it to Irwin, but the pass a little high and bounced out of bounds. Back in the game is Tipton for Atlanta as Miller brings the ball up for Knox County. Gets it to Osmus on the left wing. Cross court to Cahalen. Back to Miller. Back to Osmus. She'll put up a shot from 12 feet. No good. Hannah Strange with the rebound. Can't get her shot from the block to fall. And Tipton away with the rebound. Gives it to Kreska. Kreska dribbles across the timeline. Tries to find Tipton in the middle of the lane. Poked away by Bryant. And Kahalen beats everybody down the floor and puts it up off the glass and in for two. Inbounds pass to Bondi. Gives it back to Kreska. She'll dribble it up. Goes left. Now ball poked away but recovered by Smothers. Gives it to Bondi. Shot from the arc. No good. And Kahalen comes away with the rebound. Kahalen brings it across half court. Gives it to Miller. Miller drives in. Back to Kahalen. To Bryant in the corner. Back up top to Kahalen. To Amber Osmus, right wing. Gets the ball inside to Miller, but there is a timeout called by the ref. And I'm not sure what that was about.
I think someone got a kit.
I guess Amber Osmus had a little bit of blood, and so Goodhouse was brought in for her. Miller now, right or left wing, driving to Kahalen, to Miller. Gets a shot from 8 feet, and it rolls around and out. But that's the end of the ball game. Knox County absolutely dominates in this one, 77-15 over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. We'll be back in 10 minutes with first round boys action between the number 4 seed Atlanta Hornets and the number 5 seed North Shelby Raiders. And we have some scores from that last game. First for the Atlanta Lady Hornets, they fall 77-15 to the Knox County Lady Eagles. Leading scorer for Atlanta is Shelby Tipton with 6. Miranda Kreska followed her with 4. Amelia Smothers had 3, and Cindy Irwin had 2. Then for the Knox County Lady Eagles, Hannah Strange led the way with 17. Kathleen Hinkle had 14. Hannah Dale had 9. Amber Osmus and Kelsey Kahalen each had 8. Stacy Luckaby had 5. Devin Goodhouse and Kelsey Bryant each had 4. And Sarah Dooley and Micaiah Miller put in 2. Every player scored for Knox County, and they look good in a first-round victory over the Atlanta Lady Hornets. Coming up in 8 minutes is the North Shelby Raiders versus the Atlanta Hornets, a 4-5 matchup on the boys' side of the bracket here at the Brashear Tournament.